Blog Talk Radio.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, like 2x miles on every purchase.
The noise canceling. You're being too loud. Thank you.
Good choice.
Ooh. My lucky number.
Earn 5x miles on flights.
Enjoy your stay.
Going up?
And 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel. Plus, get access to over 1,300 airport lounges.
A white wine, please.
And maybe see the one and only Taylor Swift. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Everyone, this is E. Davis, and we are live on the air from Malogos, Nigeria.
Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time. I'm your host, E. Davis. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business. And today we are discussing how to build your business with network marketing. So I'm very excited because in the time frame that I've been part of this awesome family, WBNN, it never dawned on me on sharing the secrets of network marketing, on how to build a business, how to build a career. A lot of people, if you don't know what network marketing is, if you think of, say, Amway, Avon, Mary Kay, these are all network marketing, and I've known people personally that have created a full-fledged business, full-fledged career. They have retired their spouses. They have retired from their jobs. They have recruited individuals into their business. So we're going to get started and go through this. I'm also I'm trying to go live on Facebook as well. So as we are live, just go ahead and message me your thoughts on the network marketing. Also, share with me how your Thanksgiving was. I'm very intrigued. A lot of people, especially our community, really don't embrace Thanksgiving, but this is a time to be thankful. We have survived the pandemic, respectfully. We have are now able to travel with our friends and our family to see friends and family, and this is just a great time. Please just even this text on, I mean message on my page, what you're thankful for. I'll even start for myself. I am beyond thankful for my family, my husband, our daughter, our children. Also, I'm just thankful for getting me through this year. This was a challenging year on a work level. I had to get back into the employment field, so my attendance seemed lackluster. However, my thoughts and my prayers was definitely with my WBNN family. I'm thankful for this upcoming year, this new season that we're about to embrace. And I'm just at a thankful stage. Also, I'm looking at my Facebook notifications, and I want to give a shout out to Mo Garman. If I'm not mistaken, I believe today is her birthday. She is a host of WBNN. Now, again, I don't presumptuously, but I believe I got a notification it was her birthday. So, Mo, if today is your birthday, happy, happy birthday, and many, 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 many more blessings to you. All right. Also, I'm thankful that there was a shifting in my life, a shifting on pulling out a lot of bad weeds. People that didn't need to be in my life, businesses, mergers that I had to end, and they weren't end on bad terms. They weren't end on negative terms. But sometimes you just got to say you got to go. All right. So what is network marketing? Let's understand that network marketing is a business model that depends on a person-to-person sales by independent representatives, often working from home. A network marketing business may require you to build a network of business partners or salespeople to assist with lead generation and closing sales, a dictionary term, okay? There are many reputable network marketing operations, but some have been denounced as pyramid schemes. So when you think of network marketing, some of them have the pyramid scheme vibe, okay? Because you got to climb a ladder. You're a recruit, and you're under your recruiter. And as your recruiter grows, then of course you necessarily may not grow depending on your sales, but then again you can surpass your recruiter if you make the sales and whatnot, so to speak, okay? All right. The latter may force less on sales to consumers than to recruit of salespeople who may be required to pay upfront for expensive starter charge. All right, starter kits, I'm sorry. So if you think of this, you think of, we'll use Mary Kay, for example, because I am familiar with Mary Kay. Mary Kay, there's a starter kit for about $113, $14, and they'll give you a total of $300 worth of product. They will give you, say, a planner, a daily agenda planner, and they will give you maybe a business, a briefcase, kind of giving you that professional vibe. And in the starter kit is everything you need to host a skincare class party. All right? So let's look at the key takeaways with regards to network marketing. Network marketing appeals to people with high energy and strong sales skills who can build a profitable business with a modest investment. A network marketing business can be a single-tier program whereby you sell the products, or multi-tier where you also recruit additional salespeople, okay? So, again, you need to get salespeople to recruit salespeople that will sell for you. So if I was in a network marketing business and I was to, say, enlist someone and then they will sell, then I would get a percentage of their sales. So now one thing we want to do is beware of network marketing companies that create many tiers of salespeople or require you to purchase expensive products or training material up front. Make sure to thoroughly research the company before joining. So again, some of these network marketing companies will require you to purchase, say, your starter kit or your training packages. It could be expensive. You're just like, okay. Those are not really legit. They usually fall within the next, you're not going to really do well in the sales. You want to stick with something that it doesn't take. It should be no more than $100 plus tax for a starter kit. I'm just keeping it real. So how does it work? How does network marketing work? Network marketing is known by a variety of names, including multi-level marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing, cellular marketing, affiliate marketing, consumer direct marketing, referral marketing, or home-based business franchising. Companies that follow the network marketing model often create tiers of salespeople, that is, salespeople who are encouraged to recruit their own network of sales. So you got to get a team. You got to build a team, respectfully, right? So if I'm in the business, if I have a, and again, we'll use Mary Kay, for example. I sell Mary Kay. That means I sell the skin cleanser. I sell the moisturizer. I sell the satin hands. Those who remember Mary Kay, that satin hands is like hand crack. You know what I mean? If I sell this stuff, then I need a team. So then I have to recruit somebody. Then I may have to recruit 3 to 4 people. And then those 3 to 4 people need to recruit 3 to 4 people. And so now they're technically all under me. I am now their sales leader, so to speak, director. And then it grows. Okay? They created a new tier. They're called an upline, so I would be an upline. They can earn a commission on their own sales and on sales made by the people in the tier they created, the downline. So if I recruited those 4 people, all of their sales, I get a commission. Maybe 3%, 4%, 10%, but I would get a commission. In time, a new tier can sprout yet another tier. So as mentioned, the people I recruited, they can recruit. So now even though they are my downline, those that they recruited, they become the upline, and those that recruit are the downline. In time, a new tier can sprout yet another tier, which can contributes more commission to the person in the top of the tier as the middle tier. So the more they recruit, the more commission I get. So this can be my business. So by me building a team and my team creating a team, then I'm able to bring in a little bit of money. I can pay off some bills. I can pay off some debt. And I can now I now have a business. Thus, the earnings of salespeople demand on recruitment as well as product sales. Those who got in early are in the top of the are in the top tier make the most. All right. So, got it early. I would say what that means is if you're able to build your inventory, if you're able to build your inventory, and if you're able to say build your inventory, so you got a lot of product. You got this. Like, we'll use Mary Kay. You got the different types of skincare for the normal to dry, the combination of oily, the biotechnical, a little bit people that are more eco-friendly. If you got a couple satin hands, there's a couple scents, there's citrus, there's rose. If you got the cosmetic side, you got the eyeshadow, the blush, the lipsticks, you got inventory. So your customers say, hey, you know what? I really love the one type of lipstick. It's like a matte. It's a semi-matte. It's not too chalky. It's not too glossy. It's perfect. I need one of those. You have your inventory. And that's when you get in early, because once you get in early, you can build off that, because now you have a store. Okay, you could sell online, you could sell in person. Now, this is a great way of starting your business. If you're someone who just cannot think of the top of the head on starting a business, such as a bookstore or a cupcake line or a shoe store, a boutique, this is a great way of starting a business, but there are some downsides. So we won't go over the advantages and disadvantages. Some stigma attached to the network marketing business, especially those with multiple tiers, can be characterized as pyramid schemes. I said that before. Some people can look at it because you got somebody at the top of the pyramid, you got below the pyramid, and then you got the next below, and it's like, can I really get ahead of this ladder, of this pyramid? That now, the salesperson in the top tier can make impressive amounts of money on commission from the tiers below them. Okay, the people at a lower level will earn much less. So if you really think about, if I'm doing all the work, but then you're collecting all the commission, but I'm not really rising up as that salesperson, as that guy, then why am I doing this? Because you constantly stay at top of me, but you're not doing any work. The people on a lower level don't earn much less. So I can, the commission you're getting is not really the amount of money that I want to make. The company makes money by selling expensive starter kits to the recruits. So how some of the money is made through the network marketing is the starter kits. And I've mentioned some starter kits, the majority should be no more than $100 plus tax. You should not spend no more than $100, $130, maybe $150, if any, on your starter packet. That's your material. That's the information. That's the paperwork. Now, the appeal of network marketing is that an individual with lots of energy and good sales skills can create a profitable business with a modest investment. So technically, the starter kit you buy into the starter kit, that is your investment. You are investing in yourself. You're investing in this business. A good rule of thumb, according to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, is that any operation that ensures compensation, which is based on actual sales to real customers, tends to be more reputable than multi-tier schemes, in which people make money based on the number of distributors that recruit. We have a track by the International Hall of Famer, Brother O. Oldies. He is playing some oldies. All right, that's all right. I'm enjoying. The music is always hot. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozing Time Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis, and this is Thanksgiving evening. So we're live on Facebook. I managed to figure out this Facebook thing. Facebook makes so many updates. It's like, but nonetheless, just comment on how your Thanksgiving is going, what you're thankful for. Thank you so much, those who are joining. We are talking about how to start your business with network marketing. And I know that it could be a challenge. It's like, what do I do? How do I get started? I want my own business. I don't know what to do. And that could be not only a challenge, but it could be somewhat discouraging because this is the days of entrepreneurship and you just don't know. So maybe network marketing is the way to go. I've met people that started network marketing. They started the business of network marketing. And then the money they accumulated, they saved up, they stored up, they invested up, they took that money and really launched a business that they felt that they were called into. And because we learned that with network marketing, the goal is to recruit other team members and you get a commission off of that. They still got their team members to still make a little money on the side. It works. All right. So that being said, we are going over some tips if this is what you believe that you want to do. So with network marketing, we went over some key takeaways. Network marketing appeals to people with a high energy and strong sales skills. Network marketing can be a single-tier program whereby you sell the products, or multi-tier where you recruit additional salespeople. So you can do it yourself or you can get a team to do it for you. And also beware of network marketing companies that create many tiers of salespeople or require you to purchase expensive products or training material front. And I've said this, and I'll go on record because I'm live on Facebook. You shouldn't spend more than $100 on getting started. I'm just saying. Okay? That's just me. So, that being said, sales consideration. Anyone considering joining a network marketing operation should do the research before making a decision. All right? Don't just jump in it because your best friend's doing it. Don't just jump in it because it's a trend. Don't just jump in it. All right, before I get into the details, we do have a caller in queue. Caller, please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry Petito.
Hey, girlfriend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, sweetie.
How are you today?
You know, I'm still under the weather. My whole family is. It's crazy, but we have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
Amen is right, girl. So I'm listening to you, and I'm cracking up over here because back in, you know, I had salons back in the 80s and 90s, and I also, about 25 years ago, was selling scrapbooking products, okay? I started getting heavily into the scrapbooking, you know. And they just actually closed up this past, like, 2 years ago, this company. But anyway, we didn't have all this tech, you know, we didn't have, like, Facebook and all this technology and nothing. We had to do everything, like, virtually by hand. We had to make the calls. Listen, we're having a party. Come to the party. You know, I sold stuff through my salon. I made a ton of money doing it. Back then, without network. You know, I mean, we networked, but each other. We didn't have what's out there today. What you, you
it
know.
It was word of mouth.
Right. It was word of mouth only. You know, we had, like I said, we had to make phone calls. And my clients, you know, that came to the salon, they would tell their friends, and they would tell their friends, you know, like that. It was a funny commercial. But today, it's endless. If people really put the time in to what you're talking about, it's endless for them. They don't have to do what I had to do back then. So I'm really glad you're talking about this tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I never really thought about it till maybe the end of last month. I'm like, that's a great way of starting a business. A lot of people, I mean, it's easy for someone like me. I'm an author, so I can start my business with book sales. I'm a publisher. I could publish books and I could get the, you know, 10% of the royalties, blah, blah, blah. But some people just don't know. They know they want a business. They just don't know what they want to do. So network marketing is a great way because also it can teach you skills. If you're shy, it can help you kind of break out of your shell. If you're great in sales, you're great in, if you got that energy, it can help you just get out there. Again, some people do it to make a little bit of extra money. Some people do it seasonal. But when they actually benefit from it, I've known people personally that nurses, they were making close to six figures. They retired from their jobs. They retired their spouses. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm doing this. I could work 4 or 5 hours a day. I got a team. You know what I mean? So it's a great way of starting a business. And then you could take that money. And if you feel led to do another business, the money that you make, that's where you can go ahead and do your research on another business per se, get an LLC, a limited liability corporate, you know, company. And that way you actually have a business and you still make a little bit of money from your network marketing because you have your dial line to getting that commission. So this is a great opportunity for those who just need to get your feet in the, you know, in the business realm a little bit, but don't want to go hardcore.
You know, I want to tell you a quick little story. You know, I'm Italian. Yes, we hustle. We hustle. You know, whatever we can make money on, we do, you know. And back in the day, again, we had to do everything by hand, by foot, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember any of this, but I'm going way back, probably 20 years ago now.
Okay.
And, Louis Vuitton takeoff were huge.
Okay,
mm-hmm. The fake ones. And they looked exactly like it. And to this day, I believe some of them were truly the real thing and maybe brought over on a boat. Get it? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we started selling them because my in-laws had a boutique at the time and the costume scene. So we started selling them. And we were going to New York. We found out about this guy, went up into this, you know, building, blah, 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 blah. We bought $10,000 worth. They were delivered to my house. We had them out. They were gone in 2 months, girlfriend, gone. Okay? Me and my daughter go back to get some more to order more, and they wouldn't let the elevator stop on his floor. And I thought I was doing something wrong, and I got to the floor after again, and someone said, oh, no, they locked down the whole floor. He's in jail.
So,
but my point in even telling you this is, I, you know, that's what we did back then. Whatever, you know, fun things, silly things, amazing things we could do to make all this great money. Now, guys, you don't have to go to those extremes. Listen to E. Davis, man. She's got some great, great advice for you. It's so simple today. If you put in the time, you can make the money. Girlfriend, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you, girlfriend. Have a good one. All right, that was Jerry Petito. I call her respectfully the queen of WBNN. She gets, her ratings are off the charts. And that's like my Shiro. I love her. I love her to death. I text her for vegan recipes, and she takes the time out, and she gives them to me. My husband and I were dicing them up and chefing it up. So she is a wonderful, wonderful person. I love her to death. We're talking about network marketing. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria, so call 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, so what are the special considerations of network marketing? Like, what is it that you need to think about? Was it a pitch as a chance to make money by selling products or recruiting others? How was it presented? So if someone's coming to you and they want you to join their team, what was the pitch? Was it to make extra money? Or it's like, you know, I need you on my team. We're going to do this. We're going to make the money. We're going to rule the world. What was the pitch? What is the track record of the company's founder? You have to know the track record. You have to know everything. Don't just get it because it's a name. Don't just get into it because it's a trend. Find out what's going on. Google, you can Google anybody today. Google and find out, because if there's some shady stuff, something's not feeling in your spirit. My friend, my sister, she says in her shanana, if you're not feeling that, don't bother. Are you personally enthusiastic about the products? The products that you have used, we'll use Mary Kay, for example. I personally use their products. I wash my face with it morning and at night. I exfoliate with their the microdermabrasion every couple of days. So I actually like the products. I've been using their products religiously since maybe 2001. And I personally like it. I've had some troubled skin, some acne skin, and every morning I wake up, I get to scrub on, and every evening I wash all the war paint off, and it makes my skin flawless. I mean, of course, I drink plenty of water, but nonetheless, I do like the products. So if Mary Kay is something I want to sell, I am familiar with the products. I'm familiar with the lip gloss or their mascara, because I love the glamour, so I am familiar with the products. So that's something I'm enthusiastic about. If you're a glamour girl like me, maybe this is for you. Are people you know enthusiastic about the product? The people that I know, have they used it? Do they like it? Is it something that they just buy and put on their shelf in the bathroom? Or is it something that they actually use on a religious basis, such as myself? Is the product being promoted effectively? How effectively is the promotion of this product? So, again, promotion is key. Networking is key. Advertising is key. If they're not really advertising the product, it's just whatever, why would I sign up to a company that's whatever? Think about it, right? Nah. I'm going to use Kim Kardashian, for example. She created the Spanx line, Skims. So ever since she created the Skims for the Spanx, for the upper body, for the lower body, she has on a religious basis promoted this. Now she got a bra line for it. She got a panty line. So this is the promoting. And do you foresee a relative fast pathway to profits or long time treading water? Now, you know, you can make some money. Yeah, I could do that. I got a couple friends. We do a couple parties and Tupperware and skincare classes and such and such. Or is it like just treading water, not really going anywhere? Think about that. You really must think about that. All right. We have a track by international internet DJ legend, Brother O. Ring My Bell. That is my jam. Oh, that is my... Okay, we're going to stay professional. This is business. Strictly business, and I'm your host, Dee Davis. Is the product of WBNN. And we are on the air all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453. 9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. It is Thanksgiving night. Thanksgiving. Some of us who are Scrooges, it's this Thursday. But I'm live on Facebook. Just go ahead and send me a message just sharing how your Thanksgiving was, what you eat, what you do, who you see, who didn't want to see. We know we've got that relative. All right. This is what you're thankful for. Also, it is confirmed. It is our host, Mo Garman's birthday. Big ups. Happy, blessed birthday, Mo Garman. I hope you had a wonderful day. I hope the turkeyness did not steal your birthday thunder. I wish you many, many more birthdays to come. You're a beautiful spirit, and I truly, truly wish you a blessed birthday today. We're talking about network marketing, and how to create a business with it. Because you think about it, you're a brand ambassador. You are representing this brand. You're letting your customers know this is a great product to use. If you are in Amway, this is great product for your floor, great product to clean and dust. If you are Avon, we all love the Avon lady. We get that coworker that sells Avon. We go through the books. We get the Skin So Soft. We get some of the jewelry, even some of the things just for quick stocking stuffers for our friends and family. Mary Kay, y'all know Mary Kay with the pink Cadillac. So I think I've met people with a pink Escalade because they didn't climb that Mary Kay ladder. So this is something that you are interested in. You're thinking like, I don't want to start a whole new company. I don't want to file for LLC. I don't want to be bothered on. I just want to just make some extra money, maybe get some people under me and just sell that Tupperware, sell that skincare, pass out those Avon books. This is network marketing. Is it a pyramid scheme? Well, network and multi-level marketing programs have been accused of being pyramid schemes. There are several important differences. So there is some differences in this concept. While those who are able to recruit more members into the program are often able to enjoy greater residential commissions, network marketing is legitimate and legal business structure that offers real products and services sold to customers. So it's not a pyramid scheme. If someone tells you that it is, tell them to go to my page, and I will tell them that it's not. Simple. All right? It's not a pyramid scheme. Will I make money by joining a network marketing program? It is possible, although not probable, because it depends on you. Some people do enjoy great success at network marketing, largely due to the ability to recruit more members to the network. There are two main revenues, selling products and commission. All right. You gotta sell. You gotta go to work. Yeah, get up. If you're going to your 9 to 5, you're going to your 10 to 6, your 11 to 8, your 12 to 9, your overnight shift, your 11 to 7, you gotta go to work. You gotta put the work in. You gotta reach out like, hey Becky, it's me, your girl E, and I got this great lipstick I know be perfect for you, especially for the holidays. It's a cute, beautiful red lipstick I know you will love. Can I give you a sample? Can I put you on a list? Because I'm about to place my order. You have to work. You have to work it. You got to make the sales from the team members is also downline. So you want to encourage your team to sell. Don't just call them, but, hey, girl, did you make any sales today? Don't do that. No. You want to reach out to them and say, how are you? How are you doing? How's your day? How are the kids? How's your husband? How's your dad? How's your mom? You want to initiate engagement because you care. Because if you go to your job, your boss doesn't care that you're sick. Your boss doesn't care that your spouse isn't well. Your boss could care less about your mother. Seriously. So if you're technically the boss, you're that coach, you're that mentor, you're that business guru, communicate and encourage them. I said, I tell you what, I kind of need you to kind of push these sales a little bit because we, not me, even though I am, but we are trying to reach a goal by the end of the month. Include them on this goal because it's important, because if they benefit, you benefit. If you benefit, they benefit. All right? It's a team. All right? The more people that are downline from you, the more money you will accrue. The larger the team you recruit, the more money you can make. So if you get a big team, of course, you want to make more money. And again, you make that from the commission. Most people who join legitimate network marketing programs make little to no money. So you got to think about the why. Are you following script? A lot of network marketing have a script for sales. A lot of the customer service business have a script you should follow because it helps get the information out there, and it actually can create engagement. People may actually lose money. You can lose money. You can buy a lot of product, and that's investing in yourself, but you're not really getting the turnaround, and that could definitely be discouraging. Some may be involved in an illegal pyramid scheme and not realize that they have joined a fraudulent venture and to lose everything they invest. So as mentioned, do your research and ask before diving in. All right, so what are some examples of network marketing programs? Tupperware. We all know about the Tupperware. Who doesn't need Tupperware? Especially right now with the Thanksgiving leftovers, we need the Tupperware. Avon products. Who doesn't need to stand some sauce? Especially with the way this weather's been. We don't need the ashy hands. We don't need that. We need skin so soft. Rodin and Fields. Amway. I remember my friend years ago in the 90s sold Amway. And he sold like floor cleaner and, you know, stuff to clean your house. And my mom, those that knew my mother, a little OCD-ish. So Amway was perfect for us. Herbalife. I have no people to sell Herbalife. Again, with the naturalness, you're in the natural movement, eating more organic. You may need some vitamin supplements, so you may need some Herbalife. So that's a good way of network marketing. As mentioned, Mary Kay. You may need a car. Sign up to Mary Kay, get you a couple of recruits, encourage them to make themselves, and next thing you know, you're riding around in a Mary Kay mobile. All right? What is a top grossing network marketing program? Amway consistently tops the list. Top selling brands for Amway are Neutralite vitamin, mineral and dietary supplement, Artistry skincare and color cosmetics, Eastspring water, treatment system, and XS energy drinks, all sold exclusively by independent Amway business owners. So you want to sign up with the best. Amway is on the top of the network marketing list. So I may need to find my Amway consultant and make some money. All right. So how do we find your passion? A lot of people have talked to me about, I don't know what I want to do. I'm not really understanding. I know that I just can't keep going back to this 9-to-5. Can't keep up getting up in the morning. Nowadays, we have remote jobs. You can go from your bedroom to your office to your little corner in the living room. But that can be mundane. That can be monotonous. That can be boring. And you want to do something else. You want to just kind of work at your own pace, work at your own leisure. You may need a different type of job to help out with family members. You may have grandchildren, and you just don't really want to put the daycares because some of these daycares are, you know, whatever. Leave that right there. You may have an elderly parent you just don't want to put in a home. You may have the elderly grandparent that you constantly go and you check up on. So network marketing may be for you, but how do you find that passion? All right? It's about picking the right company, okay? And once you pick the right company, you want to realize that you're a value creator. Whatever you enjoy the most, you'll do the most. So think about that. I was just talking with my mother-in-law this evening. We was visiting my husband's brother, and she has a, I don't want to say a green thumb. That's an understatement. She's a green body. She knows plants. She knows vegetables. She knows crops. She knows field. You name it, she knows it. And what she finds herself doing just to calm her nerves after a long day, after a rough day, she's in her garden. She's pruning. She's plucking. She's giving me plants that we had to bring in that we're able to save. And she even helped me plant some new bulbs that are coming up in the spring. So what you do most, you enjoy the most. So if you're someone like me who likes to play in makeup, I love makeup. I love the glamour. I love the eyeshadow, mascara. I love lipsticks, all things lipsticks. I love all things contour. Make the cheekbones pop. Why not get into a beauty business such as Mary Kay or Avon? We'll just say that. All right? Your love and passion for a product or service drives you to a property. Tell its story, all right? And that's how you create the value. Consider what products you have that have improved your life in the past and what you want to learn about it. is a supplement, home decor, cosmetics. When you're choosing something, you have a deep interest. That passion will shine through. Okay, so I mentioned before that I have been using Mary Kay for years, right, because I had problem skin. I was in my mid-20s, and my skin was still breaking out as if I was a teenager. I had the pimples and all that mess, and I wasn't the best eater. I still would drink a Coca-Cola, maybe have a bag of M&Ms. I wasn't a binger, but it was just like, okay. So I met this lady, and she referred me to their Mary Kay skincare line called Velocity, right? And within two weeks, all the pimples were gone and the blackheads were starting to fade. I said, ooh, she is pretty. And so I used Velocity faithfully until 2013. They discontinued it and got a new product called Clearproof, right? And then I got that cleanser and moisturizer, and it really didn't work well with my skin. I'm just like, no, I've been using this for so long, over 10 years. So what I did was now I conditioned my skin to be normal. So now I use the normal to dry. I don't have dry skin, but this is either combination to oily or normal to dry. So I have conditioned my skin. So now I got the skin. You know what I mean? So Mary Kay, I can say this is the story, and this is what led me to sign in to be an independent beauty consultant. This signed in for me to be a part of this network marketing business. All right. Another benefit to choosing something you love is more sales. Today, consumers is bombarded with marketing, branding, and advertising. They're on a high alert and know when they are being sold to. So you all know that cheesy car salesman that will sell you a lemon. And it's like, really? So don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. All right? If you're doing this for the money, your customers will sense it right away. Don't know. They're like, mm-mm. Because the secret is your customer needs the product. Why do they need it? All right? It doesn't have to be a mental or emotional need, but say a red lipstick. It's about to be Christmas. You are going to a Christmas gala. They got your outfit. Now they need your makeup right. You need that one red lip that pops. I know what you need. I got what you need. I got it right here. Let me give it to you. And sometimes when you sell it to them, give them a little free product. Maybe give them a sample of something else. That lets the customer know that you're thinking about them. All right. We got another track by international internet DJ, Brother O. That's the way, I like it. All right. This is the product of WBNN. And this is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all, we are international. We are all the way into Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. That's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Travel name is Huni Bakatun. Tennis stage name is Master Ty, Magic Man Haru. How you doing, woman of God, EJ?
How are you tonight, big bruh?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. You know, always giving thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in passing all. Enjoying your show, you know, when it comes to business, you're my go-to, you know. So I'm always appreciative of what you offer us and the rest of the world. And, wow. Networking is definitely the way to go long before social media. Matter of fact, word of mouth has always been the best form of advertisement, even to this day. Obviously, even to this day, I noticed that there was a change even on my personal page, which I always wanted to convert my personal page into my business page anyway. But I noticed that when I started doing little sound bites of some of my previous advancements and stuff like that, I woke up probably about a month ago and my personal page was automatically converted into a business page, which was, you know, I said, okay, well, I guess it's definitely time for it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, word of mouth is definitely the best form of advertisement even today. So tonight's show is, I mean, you just do what you do anyway, so it's definitely a step in the right direction. I definitely wanted to call, make my voice heard, and show my divine love and support, you know, wishing, you know, as we call it, as Native Americans or Nubans, Oswanians and Kushites, whatever, we always, you know, gave thanks to the sustainer of life itself. So, you know, wishing the best for you and yours, though, okay?
Thank you so much. Now, how do you feel about the concept of network marketing, about maybe investing into a business and making money from it and maybe getting recruits to help you make that money?
You know, that's a bad question. Woo! Okay, and I'm going to take time to answer. Matter of fact, I want people to hear me clearly. Just a minute here. Look,
right.
I'm coming off of Bluetooth for this one here. Look, network marketing is one of the best ways. First of all, we already got a networking genius amongst us. In the form mm-hmm. of our CEO, look what he was able to achieve with our great company of WBNN. And for him to take time to invest in us and this company, if we were to take that and really, really run with that, he already got the ball rolling. Look how he gathered and brought so many of us together in this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
that came in the past, those who's now, and ones that's going to come in the future. I would say
mm-hmm.
this is one of the best forms of investment that we can use for this day and time. That's my thoughts.
All right, I like that. I like that. That's especially giving a shout out to our CEO, Oladele Ngozi. He definitely brought a variety.
Now, you know I got to come on for this. First of all, shout out and salutations to my twin this year, Emily Dawn. You know, what more can I say that have already been said about the Magic Man Haru? Lifetime achiever elect. What he has done, too, before he even came to WBNN, E. Davis, right, with WTN9 and all of his audio visuals. And a lot of people just don't take heed to what he does, man. Like, he's a genius as well. And just because, you know, he's hitting, you know, pricking at the heart, and sometimes mm-hmm. you don't like what he say, still support him. He's your brother. And that's another thing,
right.
You know, I don't want to go into that tonight because that's not the format. Because you know me, I don't usually bite my tongue, and I'm not going to bite it now. I'm just going to close my mouth. But, you know, you're looking at people. But, and I got to come on and say this, and I want everybody in the world to hear this, because you need to hear it. What E. Davis has done for people around this world, giving up free time for publishing. Every single person that has, you know, indulged in that should really, really be thanking her. And this is not, you know, an admonishment or congratulations. She talked about doing the work. That's part of networking, too. Giving opportunity to those who she feels deserves it. And growing from that type of existence is most important. So I want to, you know, yield. And I got a surprise for E. Davis in a minute. Then she's going to give her final thoughts and then go into Ngozi time. But Honey Bakatoon, I want to thank you so much, man, for what you've done, you know, what you have done before WBNN, you know, the original O&E Dynasty, the original Beverly Nation, the original Damon Network, right? All those things right now accomplishing the WBNN. And, you know, getting close to December 6th, man, a hallowed night. Congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award.
Congratulations.
Thank
yes,
you
indeed.
Thank you so much. Love y'all both with the heart and soul of me now, okay?
All right.
Yes.
And I got a surprise for you, E. Davis, because this show has motivated me to give a bonus track tonight, because we have to believe that no one can stop us, period. Anything you do positive, anything you do for people, it was supposed to have been done. And the people who you want to do, you know, more for in the future, don't ever let anyone stop your purpose. Hey, Miss Fadden and Whitehead, teach the girls.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
Thank you.
cross an angel. Please, please, please.
Don't make it stop.
See, I don't know where we're going or where we're gonna end up.
Moving on. I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
But see, we're gonna keep trying.
I'm moving on.
We won't
kind of polish up.
Keep us down. See, our time has finally came around.
Business. We are on the air all the way. We are international all the way. Logos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, E. Davis. This is Tiana Speak, COO of Phantom Music and Di Bernardo Productions. And I would like to say thank you for all the information. I'm also a host, an intern host on this wonderful station. And I thank Brother O for the opportunity. I would like to say thank you for, you know, giving all the information, because a lot of things, you know, I heard Brother O come on and what he said. And a lot of times the information you give, a lot of people will have to research on the internet or read a lot of books to find out. And you are giving all the jewels away. But I have a question.
My question is,
I listened to you talk about the different, you know, things that you can get involved in with, you know, network marketing. And I had someone that introduced me to Amway, but I never signed up or anything because, to be honest with you, I know it's different depending on who and, you know, who you're involved with. But I just didn't feel right because I felt like, you know, everyone basically said the same lines to me over and over, and I felt like I was being kind of brainwashed or so. So I just stepped away from it. And I know Amway is definitely a successful company, but what I want to know is, you know, a lot of times when I see these companies, sometimes I think like, what could I step away and do myself? And I don't think I've ever shared this, but I do make my own beauty products, but I don't sell them. I just give them away. But I just want to know, what do you think qualifies someone to be, you know, an entrepreneur and step away from the network marketing? Like, what do you think is someone who's a part of, you know, network marketing and, you know, they, let's say they meet their sales goals and they do what they're supposed to do and they succeed, you know, farther than anyone has succeeded. What do you think gives them the what are the qualifications for that type of person, in your opinion?
Okay, so I want to make sure I'm understanding the question. What would cause them to step away from network marketing?
No, what do you think would be the qualification for someone to be an entrepreneur, where they step away from the company and do their own thing? You know, let's say they're selling beauty products. What do you think are the characteristics of the individual who would step away and be successful at doing their own thing?
Oh, okay, I understand. Okay, so normally the business is in them. The entrepreneurship is in them. So what they do is when any network marketing company, they'll give you training information. They'll give you a training packet. Nowadays they have modules on their website and you look, you know, just like any company, when you're new, you go through the training modules of how to schedule consultation with the client, how to do demonstration and things like that. What it is it's already in them. So what they're now doing is actually learning how to build their company. And as they grow in the network marketing, they're going to actually be that own, I don't say that own entity because they're still technically a brand ambassador, but it's going to be their business. They're going to be doing more recruiting. They're going to be doing more workshops based on how to sell, how to get to recruiting and things like that. And when they step away, it's not because they're upset with the company. It's because now that season with that company is over. It's time to now do their own thing because it was already technically in them to be an entrepreneur. They just needed a means to an end.
Okay. I thank you for your answer. I just want to say I hope that you tune in on December 1st, you know, at 9:30, and, you know, tune into my show. I would love to, you know, hear your thoughts on the things I have to say.
Absolutely.
The Power of Thought is the name of my show.
Sorry?
I have a show. It's called The Power of Thoughts.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, the power.
And I
got
to come on to talk to Tiana as well. That's a great question, and I got to share my own testimony. I worked for the Associated Press for 8.5 years, from 2004 to 2012. Still a part of the Associated Press, and I didn't like what was going on in podcasting and radio. What I was hearing, there was no champions for other thoughts and other, you know, ways to have shows and to be non-compliant, testing the Federal Communications Commission. Yeah, because that's what we do on a constant basis, Tiana. And, you know, having, you know, non-censorship, you know, building a business. And when I had a chance to talk to the great Ricky R. Jones, who helped me build this network back, you know, well, not this network, but and Perfect Practice in 2012 with Halcyon Days, you know, we knew that, just like he says all the time, right? E. Davis always said, that if it's not like breathing, don't do it. And so I said, you know what?
Right.
Let me do my own thing, and let me become a mogul. Let me become a master of networking and bringing people together with different platforms. Again, Tiana, I heard many different podcasts and, you know, radio networks, and they all sounded the same, and it was boring. And some people just burned out, and I've seen a whole lot of networks just burn out. And I say, you know what, they don't have the perfect formula. The formula always should be respect, treating the host like family, and doing our best job as producers to and our sponsors to make sure that people feel comfortable enough to be able to speak their mind. And one thing that I want to let the internet world know about Miss Tiana Speaks is that this is a young lady that found encouragement. I'm not going to say the courage, but I'll say encouragement to do what she's doing now, speaking on the radio almost every night, wanting to be her own broadcaster through internship. That is amazing. We're going to go to our next caller after, you know, Tiana's final thoughts. This is a great show, E. Davis. You know what I mean? You got me on here twice, man. Uh-oh.
Well, I just want to say I agree with what he said because, you know, this station is – I was thinking today and I was saying, you know, this time on the radio is not free. Brother O pays for this and offers us the opportunity, right? And you could say,
right.
Oh, well, you know, I might have another opportunity. This person offers free, but it won't be WBNN. It won't be WBNN. It won't be a family like this. This is absolutely unique environment that was created, you know, and I will say he definitely mastered it because you have something to offer. Every host on this network has something to offer. And, you know, I appreciate him, you know, encouraging me to call in like he did before, you know, I even became, intern host, you know. So I do hope that, you know, you do tune in, because I have some very powerful thoughts that I want to share, you know, that I want to share with the world. And I always wanted to do this, and I've turned down a lot of other opportunities to be on the radio and TV shows, but I chose this as my first and my home, you know, to do my very own show on the radio, and I'm happy with that, you know. And I do have a special guest, which is Taraji, Rich Twin, which is the wife of Tango Kid, you know, and she is going to be sharing her thoughts as well. And it's going to be an amazing show. And I'm saying that because I feel like I was called to do this. It's not any arrogance. It's not overconfidence. It's because I feel like this is my home and this is my place. And I hope that you will join me in a place where I feel home. And thank you for sharing your jewels.
Thank you so much for calling. I definitely will be tuning in. If you believe that this is your calling, embrace it, run with it, and be unapologetic. You got this. All right, we have a caller 4 in the queue. Caller 4, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, how are you, Davis? This is Antonia Betts. And I
Hello, how are you?
That, coming along great. I was hoping that you would tell us when the next show will be. And also, I was going to ask you, do you have a business that maybe we'll need to know about, you know, in case we're interested in looking into becoming a client, or how you refer to the general public? And I think you do a very great job on being a spokesperson for people who are entering into business. And if you don't mind, I would appreciate if you provide that information. And I hope you keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ms. Batch. So the first question is, do I have a business? Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have two. I have two businesses. I am a publisher. My company is Writer's Block Publishing LLC. We publish novels, novellas, works of art. We had, as of last year, 2021, we published 29 books. Out of those 29. 8 of them are mine. I'm also an author under the pen name E. Davis. I write fiction novels, and this past Monday, I just participated in a writing contest, writing 50,000 words, and I'm one of the winners. It's called NaNoWriMo. So I have two businesses. I'm looking into another business right now. I just want to keep it hush until I get all the finalized paperwork, but yeah, I do have a business. And I'm sorry, what is the second question?
No, I just think it's very good that you at least found your niche, and I'm glad to see that you made out very well in doing what you do. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get involved with whatever you do by just, you know, taking part of your services. But at least, you know, I can say that I admire your, you know, ability to just keep it going, because some people do quit, and I admire you for not being a quitter. So thank you,
thank
Davis.
You.
Oh, your next, I'm sorry, your next show. When is your next,
show?
If you don't mind my asking.
That's all right. My next show is 4 weeks from today. So today is the 23rd or the 30th. I think either the Thursday before Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. And it's usually it's the last week of the
month. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, E. Davis. You did it right. That is exactly when you're on.
I was like, oh, boy, okay. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank Antonia Bass for calling in. And, you know, what more can we say tonight, man, had already been said. And I'm going to go to the Ghosty Times so that way this young lady can give her final thoughts. Because she has, you know, transcript upon transcript of tonight's show. So, you know, we end at 11:30. So, you know, E. Davis, stand by. I'm going to say my, you know, play my last track, and then we're going to go through time, and then we'll let her have her final thoughts in her thesis tonight. Oh, my goodness. Isn't the Bee Gees?
play my music for all the world over here.
Just part of my genius. Tomorrow night we'll come back on these wonderful outlets that we call WBNN with a Bev Nat classic tomorrow. And it is going to be the outstanding Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry. Let us pray for his wife. Some complications again. But however, she's doing well. However, he is paying attention to her like the good husband that he is. Good father, grandfather, and great-grandfather that he is. So tomorrow night we'll honor him with an original BevNet classic. And it's called The Work Is Done. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on The Storied WBNN. And we have advertising too, Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Twitter and Instagram at Ngozi_time. Ola Dela Malay, we go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Delay, that goes with mine, gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dela Malay, when Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. I know Huni Bakatoon is getting on me. Okay, Huni. I am the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey in Shrine. The 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame producing this running, and for the first time ever and forever, will be installed as a lifetime achiever in the same hall. I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery who put me in there, all the people who voted for me. Thank you so much. I'm being humble tonight because I said some things, you know, I said some things that, you know, only honest too. So stay tuned. Tomorrow is our most hallowed day. E. Davis will be participating in that, and every single host that were not hired after September of this year will get a chance to vote for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. Every host will be called tomorrow on the so-called Black Friday to vote for four outstanding finalists. It will be our fifth reigning commissioner and broadcaster, your news forum, Dr. Chichilla J, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner for the International Radio Hall of Fame, Ms. Jerry Petito, our fourth reigning commissioner and broadcaster, the Honorable Dr. I'm sorry, she's not a doctor yet, but the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, and of course, this year's enshrinee elect to the International Radio Hall of Fame, Mr. Tara Strimp. Those four are the finalists, and they'll be the ones we'll vote for tomorrow. And now back to our business analyst, the outstanding E. Davis.
Hey, thank you so much. I am blessed today. It was beautiful Thanksgiving Day. It was beautiful outside. It was just beautiful. I even got to work all day. So nonetheless, we are discussing network marketing. And if you want to start a business, you want to just maybe make a little extra money, something to consider, something to think about. We're going to continue this next month because I still have so much information to share with you about the concept of network marketing, how to make it a business, and how to even take what you learn from network marketing and the funds you made from network marketing and build your own company. All right. I want to just give a shout out to my big brother, Ola Dele, for just giving me the compliment regarding a publishing company. My publishing company, we publish for free. We give you the cover, we give you the ISBN number, we give you the media exposure, and it is in my heart, it is my heart to want to serve people and to help people. So I just thank you so much for that shout out. And again, don't forget to keep listening because this is an awesome, awesome station. And that is all, folks, tonight. Thank you, those who joined me live. Have a great, great night.